Now, in terms of gathering data, I'll just sort of give you a top-down perspective on what I'm seeing in the aggregating of data and lawsuits that are being filed against the five major payers: Cigna, Aetna, Blue Cross, all Blue Cross plans, United, and Humana. In 2016, I tracked and reported on 499 claims. 2017, I reported on 646. And 2018, 597. There was a little bit of an anomaly in 2017 where it seemed like an awful lot of orthopods and neurosurgeons in New Jersey were filing suit. I think it had to do with the passage of some legislation in New Jersey, but there was a blip in the end of 2017. Nevertheless, there shows a continuing trend, slight upward trend in the volume of cases. It's been my experience, though, that the internal metrics of those cases are what change far more dramatically. And that's evident in the next slide. The biggest growth that I've seen in the cases are for payment for emergency care disputes. Texas has got some statutes on the subject. I'll provide the citations a little bit later on in the slide. California, Florida, New Jersey, all have statutes on that subject. And just in terms of the metrics, in 2016, I reported on 46 cases involving contested coverage for emergency care benefits.
And I want to jump in here just for a second because, you know, having represented payers and providers, and some of us have represented provider-owned health plans who also have emergency rooms. There is an issue, and we all know this, right? And it could be a network adequacy issue, availability issue, but many people, and it's not just the Medicaid population, it's not just, you know, the elderly, but many people utilize the emergency room as their PCP. And so what the payers are attempting to do here, much to the provider's dismay, is they are trying to say that did not qualify as urgent or emergent. And as such, we should not have to pay for that, especially if you are out of network.
There's always a question. It's a smaller question of medical necessity when you have an ER admission or an urgent care admission. Frequently, it comes down to payment. Medical necessity, largely, at least from my experience, is typically not questioned. It's the payment that's an issue.
But you'll see these freestanding ERs, which are most of those are in Texas. And most of those in Texas are in the Dallas area, a large majority of them. And they intentionally do not take insurance a lot of the time because they want to be treated as out of network, and they want to basically, and I'm not shaming these freestanding ERs. They serve a purpose for those of you who represent freestanding ERs, but they're daring they're taking a gamble. Or they're daring the insurance company to deny a claims payment for non-emergent, especially with the average layperson standard that exists.
Well, in addition to the freestanding clinics or the urgent care clinics, you're seeing more ER doctor groups banding together as well. That's been my experience. It's no longer a single facility or a single freestanding facility that is filing suit saying you owe me half a dozen claims. I'll give you an example in just a moment about how large ER doctor groups, physician groups are banding together to collectively bring hundreds of thousands of claims in one fell swoop. But going back for just a moment, you can see the huge trajectory of emergent care claims in these metrics, 46 in 2016, 100 in 2017, and 104 in 2018. So the example that I was referring to a moment ago is a case that was filed a little over a year ago in Dallas, the Angelina Emergency Medicine Associates case. Disclosure, I am involved in that case, so my comments are taken straight from the record or the allegations in the case. But in that case, 49 out-of-network physician groups filed suit against multiple Blue Cross plans. It's since been amended to include multiple Blue Cross plans. There's a citation to the Affordable Care Act provisions under the cost-sharing provisions, where the patient cost share obligation for an out-of-network provider cannot be greater than it would be for an in-network provider for emergency care. The out-of-network providers are seeking UCR. Huge numbers of claims at issue, and certainly 49 physician groups is no small number either. Here's another case, Emergency Services of Texas versus Humana. And this case is a little bit different. In this case, it is alleged that the defendant denied payment or changed its payment methodology from UCR to a percentage of Medicare, resulting in an underpayment.